Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Rolly Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Rolly Romero versus Teofimo Lopez, August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
Keep cool out there, folks. It's going to be a hot one.
We the people love summer baseball. The food is over the top. The cheers come from the chest. We came with friends, but we met new ones. We have seats, but we're standing. They say it's anyone's game. But from what we can see, it's everyone's. Baseball for the people.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
I usually don't feel too badly when I make a guest hang on for a long time, but I do feel badly, Fred Perry, that you had to hold on while I was blabbing. My dear friend from Columbia, Missouri, former Boone County Commissioner, how are you?
I'm great. Good to hear from you. Once again, Columbia, Missouri is in the news.
Oh, unfortunately. So I've seen some of these videos, and I know that some of my audience has as well, but let's get into what happened over the weekend, because this thing downtown got out of control, right? Now, we don't hear about this much in St. Louis. The Post didn't really cover this, unless you're following it social media-wise, which is where I saw it, or you're listening to my show. You probably wouldn't have known what happened, but I have a lot of people here that have students, you know, going to Mizzou, et cetera, have Columbia connections like I do. So what happened, Fred, here the other night when these kids got out of control?
Well, unfortunately, Mark, this happens almost every weekend.
I know.
The difference is that we are, the city of Columbia has proposed a 1% sales tax to fund law enforcement. And so this incident went viral because the police actually responded to some of the abuse that was taking place downtown and fired off their pepper spray and went into, they arrested, you know, I think 9 individuals. All heavy set middle-aged black women and arrested them and took them, you know, into custody. And I think part of it may be a little bit staged to help promote this sales tax proposition. But the truth of the matter is this happens every Sunday morning about 2 a.m. These are not people coming out of bars. These are people that are tailgating in local church parking lots. They're mixing up their drinks in the trunks of the car and just waiting to sort of either beat up a fraternity boy when they come out of the bar drunk or pick a fight with each other. And so it's just chaos, you know, and I think that but I think that for the first time, the reason why this has become a news item is that the police are actually doing something about it. They just have had to sit back on their hands for fear of being, you know, called racist or, and so they're doing something about it right now. And that makes a big difference. You know what I mean? That's why it's a news item. And they should have been doing something all along. But because they want it's a $38 million annual sales tax to hire more police officers, they're suddenly taking action. And that's why it's a news story.
So I'm guessing that's something you support. Do you support the tax for it?
No, I don't.
Okay,
actually,
all right.
I hate the fact that our city, which spends money recklessly in the most irresponsible way, mm-hmm. is using our police and firefighters as pawns to get a sales tax passed. And once the city gets their act in order, which is going to probably take a long time, hey, I love cops and firefighters. I have 30 years of record of supporting them, both editorially and
I know you do.
You know, and so it's one of those things where I don't like the fact they're being used by our city manager and our worthless mayor in Columbia.
Yeah, so that's what I was going to go to, is the leadership is just really, unfortunately, progressive college town. What you see is what you get. And there's not support. Look, we have the same things here, and these street takeovers take place here. We had an incident a couple of months ago at a Sky Zone in Shrewsbury, Fred. It's a location that my daughter goes to on a regular basis, and it was just one of those things, and I think this probably happens in Columbia too, where it goes out on social media. The kids are supposed to meet at a certain location. In this instance, they were doing like this 6-7 promotion, and there were like 350 kids that were stuck outside of the Sky Zone because they were at capacity. and they just started rioting. There's no real other way to describe it. There are stores in the shopping complex with the Sky Zone that were, you know, closed down because they couldn't handle the influx. The police were overwhelmed. And then my favorite part of the story, which is really sad, is that there was a 12-year-old girl in Florissant. So she's way up north from Shrewsbury, which is at, you know, basically Lindbergh and 44. She sees the fighting on social media. She grabs a knife, Fred, and she heads to the location in an Uber. Now, how a 12-year-old does that, I don't know. But she goes to try to get involved in the fight. Now, that how do you fix that? How do you culturally fix that? I don't know what the answers are.
Yeah, you got to have a, I think you need to require a license before you're allowed to give birth to a child. I think you need a curfew of like 9 o'clock. And it's just a lot. And you need to start throwing these parents in jail. You know what I mean? Just that's the
bottom line. Are starting to do that. I think the parents and the parental responsibility and some of this stuff is starting to come around. But that's exactly right. Like, where are the parents, especially when the kids are out at 2 a.m? And this often happens during the school week. It's not just the summer. Unfortunately. Now, the other thing that Columbia has become a little known for here in the last couple of weeks was the, I'm guessing you might have been there dressed in drag for the queer-led story time at the Boone Regional Library.
Yep.
Are you
what
kidding me?
What a special day that was.
Wow.
You know, we're always looking for things for our kids to do in Columbia, and that's one of the things you could do. A queer-led story time. Reading the book, Big Wig and Rainbow Saurus. And, you know, these are people, these are library employees who are entitled and they feel absolutely unaccountable. They do not have to, they're looking for a fight with the citizens of Columbia who pay their salaries. This is a unionized library. Our library employees are unionized. And I live pretty close to the library, as you know. And so oftentimes when the library closes, I'm at the stoplight headed home. And it's a little bit of a freak show walking across the sidewalk to their cars. But, you know, it's one. And I can tell you one thing. There is not a fitness plan in the library employee benefits program. So. That's a pot calling kettle black.
Shots taken. Well, I didn't want to mention that. Hey, are you, by the way, on a personal note, are you rehabbing that old house you guys had on Broadway?
Yep.
Is that what you're doing? Oh,
yeah,
my gosh.
Well, it's not the house I live in, but I bought a house that was, I purchased two houses that had been slated to be torn down. And so I have gone in and purchased the house and committed to rebuild them. We have too many homes in our historic neighborhoods that are being torn down. People want to live close to downtown, so they buy an old house and they tear it down and they build a $4 million house. You know, and it just destroys the historical character of our community. And so anyway, I kind of put my money where
my
mouth
awesome.
Was. And it's been a fun project.
Well, I knew that you guys had that Fred lost his wife, unfortunately, a couple years ago, Melody, who is awesome. But you had that home on Broadway for the longest time. I believe I was in that home pre-quitting drinking, which was before 1990, because I think I was at some Fred Perry parties, if I'm not mistaken.
You were.
All
indeed.
Right. Hey, dude, I hope you're well. I hope all is well. I start to get to Columbia here during football season, so maybe we can catch up in person.
Yeah, but I can't wait to see you.
Thanks for coming on.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Raleigh Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Raleigh Romero versus Teofimo Lopez. August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
Introducing the all-new MLB Plus, your ticket to streaming baseball's best.
Let's go!
Enjoy MLB Network 24/7 with live out-of-market games and award-winning shows. Enhance game nights with MLB Big Inning, live and commercial-free. And hear live home and away radio broadcasts of every game, blackout-free. Even stream minor league games all season. It's all here and it's all new. Get MLB Plus for just $59.99 a year. Visit MLB.com/MLB Plus.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.